Franklin County Communications, Judy.
Yes, this is 27. What you got?
We just received a call from Dwayne's one of Dwayne's boys saying that Dwayne has hit their mother. His father is threatening him and has hit his mother. It's Chandler. Do you know his kids? You know where he lives? Hello? Hello? Communications, Judy.
Hey, sorry, I lost you. I'm down here on the river.
Oh.
Okay.
It's Chandler Winninger is our caller, which we're assuming is one of Dwayne's boys.
Mm-hmm.
He said his father is threatening him and has hit his mother. His father is Dwayne Winninger. The address is 7859 White Swan.
7859 White Swan.
He says it's been verbal with just between him and his father.
Okay. All right.
I want to call Fetters.
Yeah, I was going to say. What did he say?
No info is to go over the radio.
Okay.
He said to send Corey for your backup. Is he coming out or what? He's going to call Shadel.
Okay.
He said keep everything off the radio.
Okay.
And we're
all
getting ready to send Corey to back you up.
All right. Sounds good.
All right?
All right.
Uh-huh. She's en route. Have you talked to Corey yet? Okay, you've talked to Corey.
Brown County Communications, this is Karen.
Hey Karen, it's here to Paul.
Yeah.
We're going to be 3-7 here in just a minute.
Okay.
We're pulling in now. Okay?
Okay.
I don't carry my cell phone on me.
Okay.
So if you don't want to do the checks over there, call Corey. Corey will have him on his.
Okay, so you're both.
We're both here.
Okay, I'll let Nawana know.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Brown County Communications, this is Karen.
Hey Karen, it's 27.
Yes.
What was our 3-7 time here?
Just a moment. Let me see here. She's got you at 9:05.
9:05?
9:05. Well, that's just now. That can't be right. Just a moment. Hang on, Michelle.
Okay.
You guys were on scene at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock, all right. Well, we're back 3-5. I spoke to Tammy and Dwayne. They both advised everything was okay. They were just arguing, and I guess the son overreacted. They were getting ready to leave and trying to get him to do his chores, but they both advised me that they were just arguing a little bit.
Okay.
So
okay.
We are back on the road.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Bye.
conversation recorded on May 22nd, 2010 at 8:06 on Channel 6.
I'm calling Fetters.
Hello?
We have Chandler Winninger on public service advising of a domestic stating that Dwayne hit Tammy in the head.
Who are you sending?
Michelle.
Where's Corey at?
Up north.
Send Corey.
Send Corey too.
You didn't put her out of the radio, did you?
No, I told Michelle to call in. Are you kidding me? I would not do that.
I didn't know if you were on the radio or who did it was on the radio.
It's me.
All right, I'll call Johnny.
Okay. Sorry, Puddin.
Okay.
I'll send Corey. Bye.
Please,
do you hear anything in the background? Where are they at now? Can he hear them yelling?
Hello.
Hang on, Corey. You're going to need to start towards Sheriff's House. We have Chandler on the phone. We're sending Michelle. Fetters is aware. He's stating that Dwayne has hit Tammy in the head, and it's verbal.
Who said this?
Chandler Winninger, Dwayne's son.
I see.
Fetters said to send you to.
Okay.
All right.
Y'all.
You know the address. Don't need to give it to you.
Oh, I know where it's at.
All right.
I'm on 62, almost at 32, so it may be a little bit.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 937-545-6678 is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Hey, it's Nawana. Give me a call back. We've all signed to the residence. Chandler said he's here and disconnected. We didn't have time to say anything to him. Give me a call.
Brown County Communications, this is Karen.
Police dispatch, please.
Just a moment.
Hello. All right. I'm almost there.
Okay.
Michelle's right behind me.
Okay. Did they want to tell you that my gut is they, Dwayne nor her, neither one know this voice called.
So is it the oldest one or?
Chandler.
I don't know
the voice.
Yeah, me neither.
I would guess. Because toward the end, he whispers, here he comes, he's here, and he hung up.
Right.
My guess is neither her nor Dwayne know that he's called.
Yeah, so they were in a verbal.
And he says mom came in and said that Dwayne had hit her in the head. He did not witness.
I see.
And I think she's a total politician's wife. She's probably going to say no. That's just my gut, too.
Yeah. God damn it, I don't want to fucking do this.
I know. No shit, Corey.
This is fucking rough. What the hell? And I'm going to beat Michelle here. God damn it. Her call. Bull crap.
I just, you know, talk to him and her and just, what else you going to do?
Yeah.
Chandler is the one that called. If you want to talk to the son.
All right. Man, this is fucking delicate. I don't even... Son of a bitch.
I know, Corey. Tell me about it.
Ugh. All right. Well, please hold on White Swan. Mark's going to get out there.
All right.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
Hello.
Hang on. Benny's on tap or on Mark's yakking. Oh, for Christ's sake, Danny.
Who is it?
Jason McKenzie wrecked his car down on 763. It was a leftover that came in this morning. The car was like over an embankment and left. Apparently, he has a felony worn out of.
Sweet.
Now I'm talking to Corey. So if he's at his residence, bring him. Wait, you stupid bastard. So Dwayne didn't know he had called, did he?
Tammy did.
Tammy did?
Yep. Well, I would assume they both did, because Dwayne came upstairs and acted like he knew what was going on, so I guess he was climbing in the kid's ass about not cleaning up or some shit like that, or I don't know. I mean, both of them said nothing happened, so.
Both of them said.
Yeah. So.
Can you head that way and get with Michelle on tack and let her know, too?
What way?
This guy will run. He has a felony warrant. Jason McKenzie, 4471 Ripley Road.
All right, so you want me to float that way?
It's possession of heroin out of Adams.
Hmm.
Post, you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you holler at Michelle on tack and tell her to head that way and back her up?
Yeah, I mean, are they out with the guy or are they just with his car?
They want to meet with you at Schwally and Ripley Road.
Okay.
How long will it take? They need an ETA, and they want several to go the front and back because he'll run. Oh.
All right.
Oh, Nawana says she knows him. He will run.
All right.
Bet you both should probably go.
So go to Ripley Day or Ripley and Schwally?
Ripley Road.
Okay.
And Schwally. Tell Michelle.
All right. I'm on White Oak Valley at 774.
Okay.
So 20 minutes.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye. You said 15 or 20.
Yeah.
Conversation recorded on May 22nd, 2010 at 8:41. On channel 5.
Brown County Communications, this is Karen.
Karen, let me talk to Nawana, please.
Just a moment.
Hello.
Okay, you were trying to call me back, but I was on the phone with Michelle.
He was on the phone with Michelle. Chandler, our guess is that Chandler called us and nobody knows he called us. Dwayne, he said, he's here and I got to go, and he hung the phone up. And he was whispering that part of it, so we don't know.
Did you hear anything going on in the background?
He was upstairs in his room and everybody else was downstairs.
Okay. Well, I talked to Johnny about it, and I told Michelle that she needs to go out and do a report. Of course, he's going to come out and back her up. And he takes statements just like they would on any other report. And the only person that can arrest would be the coroner. So that's not going to happen. And if there's some merit to it and evidence of it, then it gets sent to the prosecutor's office for follow-up. So Johnny said for me to stand and to not worry about going out, just, you know, to keep a low profile and let the guys handle it like they would any other call. And they're going to call and let me know what happens.
All right. I don't know. Like I said, Chandler did not see him hit her in the head. She told him he hit her.
Okay. Well, it'll come down to whatever they find. So, you know, there won't be an arrest or anything made because they can't do it. I mean, unless you get out there and something really bad's happened, then they'd have to contact the coroner over it. But you're just going to go ahead and do their deal like normal, like they would on the other normal call, and let me know what happens, and I'm going to keep Johnny advised of it.
Okay. I told Corey and Michelle both to keep everything off the radio, so.
Yep.
Okay.
Everybody's up to speed on it. We'll just see how it plays out.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
If anything emergent happens, let me know.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Conversation recorded on May 22nd, 2010 at 7:31 on Channel 10.
Hey, boy 27. I'm going to need a public service. Yeah, okay.
5737.
I'll show you on scene 859. Four door correction, 8 boy 57 and 27 checkup.
27, I'm giving you a public service.
905.
57, show me back 353.
It's going to be 8:37 on scene, 9 o'clock.
You're clear, thanks.